Wow. Coach Mack joins us now, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Coach Mack, what's up? How are you?
Hey, happy birthday, Ron Slay.
Thank you, Coach Mack.
Absolutely. One of the best guys, humans on earth, should have a nice birthday.
Appreciate that, brother.
So did you get paid like hundreds of thousands of dollars coming out of West Texas high school to go play college football?
Yes.
Take that.
It wasn't NIL back then. It was SWC, Southwest Conference.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, for those that haven't seen, like, the 30 for 30 on the SMU story, I mean, that was so ridiculous.
It was serious.
I mean, you know, and good for these players now. Good for these players. It will even out, guys. I mean, yeah. You know, you got a great person right there to talk about this. This was a big explosion, and the NCAA's got no clue as to what to do with this. They don't have anything to do with it, really. But as soon as this will all start to even itself out when some of these guys don't live up to what they're supposed to be. We'll see how these NIL things are written. But right now, this is if you are a really good player and you're able to go in there and cash in on this at this time, really across the Power Five, do it.
Hurry up and do it.
It's 100% right.
So Ron Slay has been, as we move toward the 2022 NFL season, and obviously we have several weeks before training camp.
You got a good memory, man.
But Ron Slay has been concerned about the offensive line room for a while. I have jumped on to that concern, and I'm riding on the Slay train on that one. Should we be this concerned about the offensive line group and the work that they need to get done before the season starts?
Well, not concerned, but they've got to get the work done. You've got two slots that are open that is going to have to flesh itself out, you know, during this preseason. And this preseason camp is an ideal way to do it because you've got two teams, good football teams, coming in to work against. But once you get the pads on, I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's an area that you've got two starters that are going to have to develop, and they won't have to develop immediately. But, you know, by the time you start to get it all fleshed out, when you're through with this preseason, they need to have that an idea in there as far as to who it's going to be. It, to me, it's going to be one of the most interesting things to watch if you really want to zero in on things is the offensive line progression. It's not like somebody's going to come out the first day and just be so dominating that spot is set and let's move on. That's not how it works, but there are some people in place that have a chance to earn a job, and basically that's what training camp is for. It's that way really in different position groups around the National Football League, just because of the climate of the National Football League, because of free agency, because of salary cap. You turn over about 30% of your roster every year, and some position groups are going to be very solidified, and then some position groups, as the offensive line is right now at the Titans, you've got a couple of spots that need to be earned. So, yes, it'd be something to watch.
Coach Mack. So yeah. You got all these positions that are so important. Like you always say, if you don't have a quarterback, you just playing glorified rugby. In that glorified rugby game, one of the most important things in it is to have people blocking for you. You know, have people creating lanes for you to run through. Outside of that, if you got your whiteboard up, you're looking at your team. It can be an imaginary team, or we can stick with the Titans. Outside of those front five, what do you automatically go to next as far as parts that's going to help you?
You're talking about just with any team building?
With any team building. Because I know what to expect from you and the quarterback. You got to have your quarterback, correct?
No, you always. I mean, that's something that the game, the way it is in the National Football League right now, you have to. You know, you have to have somebody competent in that area. You're not always going to have superstars there. There's not that many of them, but somebody competent that you can win games with. Okay. That's what the criteria is to begin with. And then you have varying degrees of that.
Right.
But if you're just asking me building a team, you've got to build up front on both sides, because regardless of how wide open the game still is, when it gets down to it, it's still a physical big man game up front. Because if you're going to run the ball or throw it, you got to protect it. And if you're throwing the ball and the person that you're paying so much is that quarterback, then you've got to pay people that can get to him. And the more big people you can get are people that can play across the front and get pressure with four, that it's what helps you be very, very successful.
So let me throw this at you, Coach. If you got that going on, you need a front line, you got to have a quarterback. You've been a part of some defenses that, I mean, man, I just carry you through the season. Is this that defense, if you still have gaps, that can carry you all the way through the season and to the promised land? Because we know we can get through the season, but can they carry you to the promised land?
Well, you got to win weekly. That's the first thing to look at. Now, you're asking me, is this a defense that I think would be able to dominate for a whole? Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
But they showed, you know, that type of ability towards the end of the season. And again, it all hinges on, Ron, that they were able to start getting really, really significant pressure with four people.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to roll some people in there, and hopefully they'll get some more back, because if they can roll some people in there and get pressure with four, you guys hear me say this all the time, pressure with four, covering with seven, however you're going to deploy those seven, then as a defensive coordinator, which I did for a lot of years in this league, that gives you so much more flexibility, and there's so much more on the Rolodex that you can dial up. If you have to start manufacturing pressure with your coverage people, then you've got to be able to be really, really solid at, I mean, you've got to be excellent at some single coverage spots. So what I'm saying is, can this defense be? I wouldn't put that on this defense right now.
Okay.
Well, have they got the ability with what I think that they're going to be able to do with the people they are having come back, and with, you know, some of the primary people being healthy this year? I'm talking about Bud Dupree. You can see him coming on at the end of the year, being able to pair him with those other people that they're going to have along the front. And then, you know, the back end is going to be extremely, extremely important, because, you know, Harold Landry is a really good player, and it was a really good job to get him back, because that front is going to be very important. And then it goes to your back end. But you get pressure with four, then you can start moving your back end people around to get favorable matchups. Mm-hmm. When you start having to bring other people to bring pressure and to be able to help yourself get off the field on third down, then you're asking some people to do some things over and over and over again. As to where the way the rules are now, you're going to get beat back there in the secondary some. You'd like to lessen the chances.
Yeah. Coach Mack with us on 3HL. Yeah, it's interesting. I can't wait to see how all this comes together defensively with this group, because there's such an arms race literally going on, especially in the AFC. And
searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow, nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
The Titans are counteracting that defensively with high draft picks at corner, right? You've got three high draft picks at corner now, so you can go outside slot with high draft picks, high talent guys. And then we know what the back end carries with Amani Hooker and Kevin Byard. So I'm anxious to see the kinds of games that as those guys are able to play more, get more reps together, the kinds of games they're able to run back there on the back half if they're getting pressure like we all think that they will.
Well, that's the key, Brent. I mean, it really is. I mean, because, you know, and again, you know, you talk about, you know, the AFC West have got some really good quarterbacks, you know, in those teams. And the thing when you're playing good quarterbacks, it's not necessarily what you are able to do when, you know, when the ball is snapped and he's getting ready to throw it. That's not where it starts. Where it starts is being able to bogey and disguise things so that you make him uncertain at the line of scrimmage. And so that his time to process, you've got to cut that way down, especially on quarterbacks that are better than average. You've got to be able to cut that processing time down. And the way you do that, you know, from snap to the quarterback's hand, is being able to disguise in the back end and then get into your coverage the way that you want to deploy it. If you're not really sure what you're doing and you stand and you give him stationary looks, I'm talking about quarterbacks when they're sitting back there, you have just helped his clock. You've got to upset his clock, and his clock starts being upset when he comes to the line of scrimmage and he's not for sure down to down what he's seen in the passing game.
To your point and Slay's point, I'm anxious to see Bud Dupree 2 years off the ACL because, man, he was bringing it toward the end of the season last year. And I think we've all learned, thanks to coaches, to get beyond the analytics portion of things, but to realize the impact that somebody can have off the edge, even if they're not the guy getting the sack. And I think that, Bud Dupree has so many talents and has such a skill set that he's such a disruptive guy that it opens doors up for maybe a quarterback to step up in the pocket and meet Autry or Big Jeff or go to the opposite side and Harold Landry sitting there with double-digit sacks.
Well, the thing that, it's got to be physical pressure. Pressures are very, very important, but physical clock-speeding pressures are what you're always looking for. Those don't equate to sacks. Sacks are a huge thing, for field position. They're big. I've been on teams before that have been monster sack teams. But most of it has been that the teams are really good, defenses I've been with, really good on first and second down, so that you knew what was coming as far as, and you could dictate protections, you could dictate matchups. All of those things are important. But to talk about Bud Dupree before you even talk about him rushing the passer, to be able to earn the right to do that, you've got to be able to stop people on first down if they are inclined to run it or if they're inclined to do some things to be able to make those second and third downs more manageable. You got to be physical enough and be able to set an edge enough to stop the run. And he's really, really good at that. And then he's really good at being able to, being able to exert pressure when the passing situation shows up. It all goes hand in hand. It really does. I mean, and look, the offense is going to have to carry their load too.
Yeah.
Because I can just tell you this, it's a lot easier to call defenses when you've got a little separation to score. I mean, I've done it. It's a lot easier.
You'd be more aggressive, right?
Well, yeah, Don. I mean, and you're dialing it up in your mind, and you're saying, okay, now this is what we worked on during the week. I've got a two score separation. I've got a 10-point separation. I can afford maybe to give up a little bit here if it doesn't hit, but if I hit it, then it's really big. So all of that stuff works together.
Don went down and speaking of analytics, Don went down an analytics wormhole yesterday with regard to the run game. And one of the stats that really kind of stood out to me was the Titans were 20th in the NFL in yards before contact. And they only produced 2 yards before contact, which was 20th in the NFL. They've got to get better at that, right? Like, they've got to produce more room. Because everybody knows what their style and system is,
Sure. Well, what you're talking about there, it's a legitimate stat, when you start to break it down, is how much push you're getting and how much are you getting your back to the second level. That's what you're looking at now.
Right.
When you're blessed now, and of course we didn't have Henry for 9 games, but when you got a back that, regardless of what happens, in those 2 yards, can still separate himself because of either size or speed or just bulk, but to get backs, everybody works and fights. And that's what the outside inside zone stuff started so big, guys. Mm-hmm. Is to double the shade, double the three, get push up front, and then get somebody to come off and get in the face of some. You don't have to knock anybody down at the second level. You just got to get in the face so you can get an initial crease to get your back rolling. That's where the inside and the outside zone comes so big. And then when you start to perfect that, that's where the cutback game comes in. So you ask, is that an important stat? Sure it is. Because you always need movement. What do you talk about on offense? Have we got movement up front, or are we knocking them back and caving it in on defense up front? I mean, and goes back to what Ron Slay just asked me earlier. Where do I start? You got to start up front on both sides of the ball, because as fancy as you want to get, no matter what you want to do, it's still a big man's game up front.
So I know, Coach, there obviously was some issues with that kind of revolving door on the offensive line, but do you think that low number, the yards before contact number, had anything to do with the predictability of what the Titans did, were going to do offensively last year?
I don't know, Don. I'd have to look and see, where the yardage lost before contact came from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I would have to look and see as to where, you know. And again, it can happen with stats. And as I say, I really don't gloss over any stats because anything's pertinent, you know, when you break it down. But it's just like Don, when I was coaching defense, and if we were able to keep a team from getting explosive plays, then all of a sudden, 5 and 6 weeks into the season, we're leading the league in yards. Okay, mm-hmm. Giving up. All right, now. If we're not real good in the red zone and we're leading the league and not giving up a lot of yards total, but we're giving up touchdowns, well, then that counterbalance doesn't work. You know what I'm saying? And so to me, to know how really definitive that stat is for my football team, I would have to look and see where the disruption was coming. You know, and that to me is a big thing. If it's just coming from people playing, and I know what a lot of it is, it's because people play 8.5 man front against this thing. And
because why wouldn't you?
And even with that, and that's what everybody does really to start things out, because you get a team that's starting to play 7 man fronts against you, and God forbid, give you a 6 man look every now and then that stuff starts to be a lot easier. So to answer your question, I would not completely disregard that stat, but I would have to look and take a deep dive into where the disruption was coming, not to allow me to get past the line of scrimmage.
Gotcha. There he is. He's Coach Mack. Yeah, Philip Fulmer used to say about that run game stuff. He would say, in college football, obviously, is different, but he would tell the running backs, hey, we're going to get you 5, then you get us 5, and if you can pop one, obviously. So
he had them backs to do it, too.
Yeah, he did. Coach Mack, appreciate you. Presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Need great health care coverage with an affordable price. Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They've been protecting Tennesseans for 75 years. Coach Mack, love it, man. Thank you, guys.
Love talking ball with you. We need to get on the whiteboard sometime during this season and really start talking.
Let's get that. Yeah.
Thanks, See Coach.
Ya. All right, Coach.
Coach Mack.
Coach Mack must not know we got a whiteboard right here. All he got to do is come in here. We can set this whiteboard up right here.